Today marks the start of the Jewish holiday called Sukkot. It's a traditional harvest festival that also commemorates the 40-year period when Jews wandered in the desert after being freed from slavery in Egypt. A key part of the week-long holiday is spending time in a sukkah, a small temporary hut meant to recall the flimsy shelters Jews used while living in the wilderness. Well, an architecture student at Harvard's Graduate School of Design thought he could improve on the design of that structure. That student is Ben Lehr, and he joins us to talk about the sukkah that he built on the Harvard campus. Ben, thanks for coming in.
I'm excited to be here, Sasha. I apologize for my raspy voice. This is not normally the case.
No problem. We'll take any voice we can get from you. There are a lot of these structures, sukkah, going up. Why did you decide to create one of your own?
Well, I had had an experience in a sukkah that was less than ideal. There were metal fasteners on the ground. There was low ceilings. There were bamboo mats in misplaced places. And in general, the sukkah is an industry where they sell you a kit of parts with such canvas walls. And what should really be the case is the rabbinical injunction that you look up in awe at the combination of shade, sunlight, and starlight at night. And light and space are what we as architects and designers deal with. And so I really thought that it's a shame that a sukkah should be in a state of aesthetic disrepair, and that we should really take it upon ourselves as designers to make something that's beautiful and lives up to the joy of the occasion.
Ben, describe your structure to us. Describe this sukkah that you have built. What does it look like?
Well, it's a cube with pieces cut away to, on the one hand, evoke a sense of stability. On the other, pieces at the bottom are cut away to give a sense of nomadism and the ability to move away. It's built all out of 1 by 3 inch pieces of lumber. It deals with a few site concerns in terms of being at a pedestrian crossroads, so that it invokes the nomadic tradition of the desert wanderers.
A pedestrian crossroads because it's on the campus of the Harvard Graduate School
yes,
of Design?
Yes, it's on the back lawn between the Graduate School of Design, the government school, and a few others.
So anyone walking by would actually see this.
That's right. And on the top, there's a double tier for leaves, which is not normal. You're supposed to look up at once live material like palm fronds. And what we did was we took Phragmites from the Victory Garden.
This is an invasive weed that grows in the fens.
That's right. And we thought, wouldn't it be nice and sustainable if we took a chunk of the invasive material out of the fens where it's not welcome and put it on our site where it is most welcome?
Ben, obviously Sukkot is a Jewish holiday, but you also seem to see it as an architectural holiday.
Absolutely. You can't ask for a clear directive from a client. Go build something that makes me happy. Go build something that has use. There's a lot that's spiritual in architecture.
So, Ben, the structure you have built, your sukkah, is open to Jews and non-Jews alike?
Absolutely. The whole idea is that this makes everyone happy. It opens tonight at 7:30 with a big celebration. And throughout the course of the week, we anticipate study sessions, interfaith discussions. There might be hookah in the sukkah. it's just an all-around nice thing.
Ben Lehr, thank you for coming on Radio Boston.
Absolutely my pleasure, Sasha.
You can see pictures of Ben Lehr's sukkah on our website, wbur.org/Boston. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.